I've got a mixed feeling because in a way I feel that I deserve to win, I deserve the 3 points, and on the other hand to come back from 2-0 is not easy, show that character and done really well.
I think first half you were the better side, and then it was just those two goals in 3 minutes really that took it away from you, wasn't
well,
it?
Well, look, first of all, the first goal is a foul. Fact. You know, but it's not being given. Second goal is not good defending from us. It's slack and just not right. You know, no reaction. But then after that, we show the reaction, we show the commitment, and we show really a big character, big heart, and we need to do that when it is 0-0.
And Charlie Austin was razor sharp, wasn't he, with the two goals?
Charlie was sharp, was very sharp. Look, I'm very pleased with the two goals. That's why he's there. But he did more than just scoring two. He was there for the team. He worked really hard off the ball. He looked sharp. He looked like a big team player. And that's what we need. We need that in the future.
The last one for me, it was a tremendous atmosphere. It's been a long time since the fans at QPR have been cheering and shouting like that. So you're starting to make your impact, aren't you?
Well, I don't know about that. I want commitment. I want commitment from the players. I want commitment from the supporters. I want commitment from everybody. You know, we are QPR, and that's what we're representing. We need to be together. We need to be proud of what we are. And we need to show that we deserve to wear that shirt, and we did that today, and I think that's why they're cheering, and we needed them as well, because them cheering for us makes us even stronger.
Jimmy, was that tonight in parts of sort of how you want QPR to be playing in the long run? Did we start to see exactly how your football will be here?
I want to play aggressively, aggressive football. Going forward, I want to press when we can. I want to have pressure on the ball, but I want most importantly the fans to come to the stadium and be going home proud, winning or losing, you know, being proud, being happy to see that game, being happy to see the boys putting that sweat and that effort on that green pitch. And that's what it's all about.
I suppose you're learning about your squad, and you will do for a while. Did you learn quite a lot tonight in terms of how they react to certain
things?
Yes.
We are learning. We are learning. I think we need to start believing more. We need to start believing more because there's a lot of quality. You know, there's a lot of quality, but we need to start believing more that we can do it. Look, I think if we keep on at it, if we keep on doing that what we have done today, we will win more matches than that we will lose. So that's what it is about. Keep on performing, keep on putting that performance down on that pitch, and we will be all right.
I know everyone's asking about Charlie Austin, but just how important is he going to be for what looks to be maybe the remainder of this season?
Everybody is important. Everybody is so important. Charlie is no different. Obviously, you know, Charlie has a gift, and that gift is scoring goal. But the other side of Charlie, and what a lot of people don't see, is his work rate. And that is enormously important as well. But it's not only Charlie. It's not only Charlie. We need everybody else. We need everybody else to be able that Charlie can perform. You know, so it's a team effort.
He is exceptional, though, isn't he, for this league? And you can tell when he even plays the league leaders, and they have so much trouble with him all night long, Jimmy.
Yeah. Thank you. Look, he's got a lot of qualities. He's got a lot of qualities, a lot of qualities. He's still young, still a lot more to come, I believe. I still think that we can improve him, that he can improve, and yeah.
And just last one from me, James Perch, how's he looking? Because he looks in pain.
I haven't had no time yet to ask the physios, the doctor.
Okay.
So I don't know.